The notice of probable violation ends a 10-month investigation which began when two members of a pipeline repair crew were killed November 28th in Clearbrook, Minnesota. The men were both from the Superior area. The investigation alleges 8 procedural violations by Enbridge, including operating the line in excess of the design pressure of the weld and ends couplings, and allowing multiple ignition sources near the pipeline repair site in northwestern Minnesota. Pipeline safety spokeswoman Patricia Klinger says that most likely includes a heater near the pipeline when it exploded.
That was the actual ignition source that was considered, yes, absolutely.
Enbridge Energy spokeswoman Denise Hampshire says the Fed's investigation is similar to their own, which they released in May, so she's unsure if they'll appeal the $2.4 million proposed fine.
What this really is about is a tragic accident, and we lost two employees. It is one of the worst incidents in Enbridge's or the Lakehead Pipeline System's history. You know, what's important here is getting at the bottom of the practices and the training and the procedures, which we have been doing for many months now.
Enbridge has 30 days to respond to the investigation. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.